Welcome to Leadership Agenda with Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje. Leadership Agenda is designed to inspire and equip you with the tools to grow fast as a leader and empower you to grow and go further in every area of your life. Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje, an entrepreneur, leadership coach, and the head pastor of Gift of Hope Christian Center at Kumasi City Mall. Stay tuned as Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje takes us on a journey of discovery and transformation. Let's dive into today's message.
Today I'm so excited. I'm going to discuss something that I've called the seed. It's a principle we are picking from the parable of our Lord Jesus Christ. This parable describes a seed sower, and we call it the parable of the sower. It's a parable that Jesus mentioned that a sower went out to sow a seed, and he threw the seeds abroad. He's an ambitious sower, so he threw the seed abroad, and some fell on the roadside, and some on the rocks, some among the thorns, and some on a good soil. And he mentioned that those that fell along the roadside, the birds came and eat it up. Those that fell among the rocks, as the seed were growing, because they couldn't go deeper and gain roots, they couldn't survive, they withered. And some fell among the thorns. But those that were growing the thorns, as they grew, the thorns were choking it. They couldn't survive. And those that fell on the good soil were those that grew and bore fruits in 60, 30-fold, and 100-fold. Now, for me, I'm picking some few things that pertains to life. Wherever in life, life is complex. Life is not easy. Life is not smooth. Jim Rohn said that, don't wish that things are easier. Wish that you are better. Don't wish for less challenge. Wish for more skill. Don't wish for less problem. Wish for more wisdom. It is very true, because God didn't make anything straight. It is men that are trying to develop ruler and measure everything. But however, in the midst of this complexity, God has provided us things to help us navigate through life. So in this parable, I picked some few things. So whatever problem you are in, wherever country you are, it doesn't matter where you are, who you are, there are always a seed, and there's always a sower, there's always a field, there's always an activity, there's always a fruit, and there's always a bird, which means that the birds are other opinions, it could represent the devil, things that are coming from you, weapons that are working up against you, judgment that are rising up against you. So I am focusing today on the seed. So what is a seed? So a seed is the unit of reproduction of something capable of developing into another of such or yielding results. So a seed is something that is capable of growing into something else. So I gave some few examples. You can wrap your mind around it. Example is plant seed. If you plant a seed, it can grow into anything, food for you and plants. Money is a seed. Prayer is even a seed. The word of God, because you pray. Bible said that in Mark 11:24, if you come to God and ask him anything in prayer, believe you have received it and you shall receive it. So prayer is a seed. When the word of God is a seed, the Bible described the word of God as a seed. In fact, in this parable, he said the seed is the word of God. So giving is a seed. Those you help today might come one day to come and help you out of many things. So no giving is without a result. If you give, put in a seed, there's definitely going to be a reward. The gospel is a seed. Training in university is a seed. So the point is that, you see, anything that God wants to start in your life, God starts it with a seed. So he starts everything as a seed. So you have to understand that God will not drop a fully grown thing for you. God will not give you a table. He will give you a tree, a seed. Anything you see that man has ever invented, even metal, came out of a seed. So that is very important. Genesis 1:11, it said, God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. In Genesis 1:29, he says that, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in in that which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And in Matthew 13:31-32, Jesus says something. He said, behold, he told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all the seed, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. So that is very important. So this is a principle. The principle is true for everything. Everything starts as a seed. So you have to have that in mind. Every business starts as an idea. An idea is a seed. So in Hebrews 11 verse 13, he says something very profound. No, Hebrews 11 verse 3, he says something very profound. He says that by faith we believe the whole worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things that are seen are not made from things that do appear. Anything that you have seen, you see, was once an idea. A table in your room was once an idea. The table in your office was once an idea. The car you see moving was once an idea. It was somebody's seed. When God, anytime there's going to be a deliverance, it starts with a seed. So that is very, very important. An idea you are having today is a seed that could make you a great person, that could change or revolutionize your life. Anybody that you have seen that is great has had a seed. As we speak to you, there are people in labs, there are people in a garage working on a seed, an idea that will revolutionize our entire life. When Nokia was dominating the world with their phones, Steve Jobs was in his room cultivating a seed. And that is what he brought the iPhone. And that is amazing. Once we are there, anything that you are doing, know that somebody is working on a seed. And so you also have a seed you need to work on. Your next step starts as a seed. You see, when you go to prayer meeting or you go anywhere and you are praying to God and asking God, God, give me money. Give me money. God is not going to give you money, because when God drops money from heaven, it's going to be counterfeit, because all the money is numbered. God is never going to drop money from heaven. And even if he does, or somebody gives you money, that is not sustainable. That is not sustainable. But what God is going to give to you is a seed. I know a story about an old woman in Nigeria that was going through a lot of issues, poverty. And she remembered that when she was going, they used to cook some particular meal. And then she said to herself, why don't I start this meal? Maybe somebody will buy it. She started a meal. People started buying it. And she was able to come out of the poverty. So the way out of poverty is to look for the seed that God has given to you. No one is without a seed. Nothing is without a seed. No one. There is nobody, human being on this earth. There is no organism on this earth without a seed. All of us have a seed. There is something God has planted in you that is designed to help you come out of. That is your prosperity. In the Christendom, sometimes we call it a gift. You see, God gives you a gift for a purpose. He gives you a gift for you to prosper you. The Bible said a man's gift will make room for him. So it's like your gift, your seed that is in you, that is going to make you prosper. So no child or no one is non-intelligent. No, there's nobody on this earth that is not intelligent. Howard, what is his name? I've forgotten his full name. I think Howard or something like that, mentioned that there are 8 multiple intelligence. And it is our system that is one dominant intelligence, that focuses on one dominant intelligence, that everybody must be analytical. But there are different forms of intelligence. There is no child that is not intelligent. Everybody has his form of intelligence. But the system that we have created focuses on one or two form of intelligence. So you might think your child is not intelligent. There is no child that is not intelligent. Let me put it in a proper perspective according to our context. There is no child that does not have a seed in him or her. Everybody has a seed, something that can cause the child to prosper. So as a parent, what you do is that you look for that seed. You have to spend most of your time looking for that seed. And once you discover that seed, you can help that seed to grow in that child. That is why we all need mentors, we all need coaches, we all need teachers, because we need people who will help us, who have seen. They can see beyond our frailties, they can see beyond our weaknesses, they can see the seed, the treasure in us. Jesus mentioned a parable and said that a man went to a field and then he found a treasure. He covered everything, sold everything he had, and bought the land. Why did he do that? He found that he saw a seed. He found a seed. And that seed made that person prosperous. So there's a seed in you. If you discover that seed, what you have to do is that you invest into that seed and cultivate it. Either there is a seed in you, or you are the seed. Either there's a seed in you, or you are the seed. When it comes to things that people use to be successful, there are some certain things we call the entities of marketing. There are about 10 or 13 or 14 of them. Goods is something that you can sell to make money. Services. A place is even a seed. You see, when you start a business, there are many ways you can start a business. You can sell goods. You can sell product goods, so that you can make some money. You can sell hair, you can sell wig, you can sell banana, you can sell cassava, you can sell anything. Something that is tangible, that can bring you a return. And so that is a seed to you. That's a seed for your business. That's a seed you can use to come out of poverty or to become wealthy. There's another kind of seed that marketers talk about, services. A service you can render. Even cleaning is a service. You can render a service and come out. You see, that's why I always say that there is no reason for anybody to be poor. If you discover your seed, you can be successful. A place is a seed. A place is a seed. Maybe where you are, it gives you an advantage. When certain countries are a seed. Certain countries are seeds for certain people. You go to certain country, you'll be successful. Where you live can be a seed. The people around, what their needs are, can be a seed for you. A person, an accountant is a seed. That's what I'm saying. Either there's a seed in you, or you are the seed. A lawyer is a seed. An accountant is a seed. A pastor is a seed. That's the Bible said that when the Son of Man ascended, he gave men gifts. And he gave to some apostles, prophets. These are gifts. They are seeds to the church. How they are cultivated will depend on how they become successful, will depend on how they are cultivated. So either you have a seed in you, or you are the seed. Either you have a product, or you are the product. So if you're an accountant, you're a product. You are a seed, you are a product. If you're a lawyer, you are a seed. If you're a teacher, you are a seed. You see, so don't think that I have a talent. You know, so the way people think, I can't sing. No. Perhaps it's not the singing. Maybe you, yourself, your looks, maybe the way you speak is a seed. It's a talent that can be invested and cultivated. So the outcome of everything depends on the outcome of the seed. So the outcome of everything depends on the outcome of seed. The future is a seed. Somebody in the university today have a seed, because he's cultivating a seed. The future, his graduation is a seed. When he graduates, when he completes, he or she completes the university, that is a seed. The person has a seed in that, is a key to open certain doors. So your future is a seed. The future can help you to become successful if you can see your future and start working towards it. So your seed is what sustains the future. It may be a new skill you are learning today. That is a seed. It's a new skill you are learning today to help you do something in future. It's maybe you are learning something new or career change.
Thank you for staying with us on the Leadership Agenda broadcast. If you are in Kumasi, we warmly invite you to join us this Sunday at 8 a.m. at the Live Event Center, Kumasi City Mall. Don't forget to connect with us on all social media platforms. Follow Gift of Hope Christian Center in Emmanuel Abuaje for more inspiring content and updates on all our upcoming conferences and programs. For more information, feel free to call us at 0203-100-600, 0203-100-600. Thank you for tuning in. God richly bless you, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.